Shar Shumur Lemina Ve'enei Mula She'enei Mina Mula Adam Ve'enei Mula Ve'enei Mula Tane Ve'enei Mula Ve'enei Esh Shumur Lemishanem Shalom She'enei She'enei Mula Lemishanem Chatin Ezek. And we had Gers in the Mishnah Mu'ud Meminoi Ve'enei Mula She'enei Mina, which is Mashma that it's not just we're assuming it's not mud le'ene minay, but rather we know that it's ene mud le'ene minay. The hainu that other animals have walked by it and it wasn't nogeach them. That's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rapapa and Rapsvid, and it's more in the Mekesef on the Mishnah that the shayla is actually on the Gersa, how we gers in the Mishnah. Point of Rapsvid. We say ve'enimur like we have it in our Mishnah. The other Mishnah is telling me that mur leminoi and it's a enimur she'enimoi, and then the Mishnah is telling me the lacha. But stoma, yeah. If it's not v'vade enimur le'enimoi, meaning we don't know. It was mur for three oxen. We don't know about any other animals. Then we say that stamazoi. It's a mur. The Shane Amino also. The Papa says no. And when the Nugayes Mashma is Gairis without the Vav, that Mu'id Leminoi is a Mu'id Lashane Aminoi by definition. If it's a Mu'id for one man, the assumption is it's not a Mu'id for other Minim. So you know, the Rashash says, I think that they're not arguing about the Gairis, they're just arguing how you're going to read the Mishnah, but I think the Mugayes, though, if you marry the Mugayes, it's Mashma. That the Ishayel is Pasha, how are we Gairis in the Mishnah of the Vav? We're not Gairis the Vav. Says Rashi, Bektanim la Golem. Bektanim la Golem. Meaning, it's an eagle, it's a calf, versus a shar. So Rashi doesn't learn that it means, he could have learned the Mishnah, Ketanim and Gedolim, means, let's say, Behemagasa or Behemadaka. Right? There are certain animals that are, like an ox is Behemagasa, a goat is Behemadaka. Rashi learns that Ketanim and Gedolim means it's the same species, just one is a baby and one's an adult. Of course, so... And that's when we say in the Mishnah that you have this halacha. The question is, though, is Rashi daf like that or not? So that maybe we'll see. But the point is, just to point out Rashi, that there was another possibility of Ketanim and Gedolim. Rashi says, no, Ketanim and Gedolim is the same. In one is older or younger.
What about for humans?
Rashi doesn't say
what?
What about for humans? Like for children and not for adults. Anything doesn't.
What will be?
Yeah.
I mean, why is it so? Why it's in his, that's me asking. That's the question. Is Rashi's Ketanim, Rashi's a Golem?
If it's done,
could have said Ketanim and Gedolim. No, I'm thinking. Let me ask a question a little differently, a different angle. Has Rashi know that we're talking about a Golem? Maybe we're talking about babies versus adults. Maybe it's not. No. I mean, where's the? Maybe it's not the cutoff point between a child and adult. Where's that cutoff point? By bar mitzvah. He knows about Shabbos and he knows about bar mitzvah. Also. I have to preempt that question. Otherwise, you would ask it. So I don't know. I don't know if the what we talk. The fear of puppet. We say that. I'm sorry, if you're vid that we say that Mu'ud Lemina is not a Mu'ud Shayna Minoi, Mel Khoriwadin by Khan and Dal, Mu'ud Dal is not a Mu'ud Khanim, it's only. Right? Sorry, that Stam is a Mu'ud Lemina, if you're a Papa, then Mu'ud Lemina is not a Mu'ud Khanim, Mu'ud Lemina is not a Mu'ud Shayna Minoi, if you're a Papa, then it will be by a person an adult versus a child. Okay, that's something we have to maybe keep in mind and see if we could have some answer for that.
Also, Rashi specifically says the ego, like, that's the same min as the thing it's goring.
Right. According to Rashi again, there's Dig and Rashi. First of all, Rashi says that the ego versus a different min that's. Meaning it's a katana mudan of the same min, as opposed to a different type of behemagas behemadaka. So now Moshe's asking, what will be by a person? Is that going to. You can have that same thing of katana mudan by a person as we have by an eagle versus a shark.
Even in daka mudan, it's the same katana of the same. The eagle is a small shark.
Right, that was the first point I mentioned. And then Moshe mentioned another portion, yeah?
Mishnah already said other. As a general,
I know that, but the question is: within Adam, is it Shaiach Mechal between Katan and Gdolim? Because the fact that Rashi only says Taishas Katan to mean a Golem, even though Katan could have meant anything, it could have meant whatever the thing they're dealing with, Katan and Gdolim. So the fact that Rashi Taishas Katan to mean a Golem would be mashma that a person you don't have that, and we have to understand why. As we're trying to figure out, maybe a person is not distinct. Exactly where that cutoff point is, Mashenga ben Eagle, calf versus a cow is more distinct. I don't know. That's a point for thought. Now, yeah. Amos Nerbi Yehuda. I raise a mood for Shabbosos. I raise a mood for Chol. My Malam is Shabbos Misham 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 Hatsi Nazi. No crash. I raise a mood for Shabbosos. The fee. The Rashi wants to know what is so holy about Shabbos. Why is it? Why is Mishnah simt mechal b'nei Shabbos and chol gabei negicha? It's a mood of Shabbos, it's not a mood of chol. Which incidentally, I'm not sure why, the Megesiv says, by this case of the Mishnah, everyone is gairus, even a papa is gairus ve'eni mood. Even a papa is gairus ve'eni mood, the Megesiv says. But the meaning of the case is that, I know why. We'll see why in a minute. The case is that the case of Mishnah is that on Shabbos he gored, and during the week he didn't gore, right? Not so that's the case. Now, so the question is, what's so special about Shabbos? So Rashi and Tosfos have different mahalakim over here, which is again and a few points over here. Rashi says. So Rashi says that since in Shabbos the shah doesn't work, the shah is in a good mood, he's not working, so Mele becomes Zacha Daita, he gets in a good mood, Mele he starts going.
So you
see that in Purim sometimes. I guess the Pacific have a tab of a shah, I guess, so that when they get in the good mood, so they start going. Okay, start Zazach. Huh? Yeah, the permit, that's where it comes out.
This would also apply by Yontif. It doesn't necessarily.
Oh, one second. Whoa. So, Ari is bringing up a question. Rashi says, the Fishu Batam Lachnev Zach Daityal. What about by Yontif? Pasha should be the same thing.
Maybe they're the same memory.
That's because you don't want to take the heat, all right? So Yontif is an important question. We'll see soon, okay? So now, so we have Ein Lumaizachol, Mamishpat Mishalzeh, Talmida Vayishayim Ayisay. So the question was asked, if the case is, he is a Mufi Shabbos, not a Mufi Chol, what is Halacha? So he told him, that if he goes on Shabbos, he's been at the Shol, he wasn't a Lumaizachol, Chatzin Ezeh. So let's see what's going on in this. So first again, Rashi, the first point in Rashi was that what's special about Shabbos because he's batul malachta. Taisus brings out from Yishalmi a different pshat. Fish ra'isam mabushin noyim Acherim chashuvim ve'enav nochrim ve'enem makira. Taisa says, Nishalmi, what's different about Shabbos is because in Shabbos people are different clothing. And Meila, Mabushim, Noim, Acherim, Chashuvim.
What's the Acherim?
What?
What's the word Acherim?
No, they're different clothing. Nice or different. And therefore he thinks they're strangers. He doesn't recognize them. And therefore, maybe that's why he's goring. Now, Chagav, if not so much getting the sugar, but it's the mice with the rugged shover, that someone came to the rugged shover, that was, the child wasn't nursing on Shabbos. The baby was nursing on Shabbos, they didn't know what to do. So the rugged shover said that when the mother nurses the child, she should wear big day chal. So he did it, Chagav, and the baby started nursing. So everyone thought, it's a maifus, what the fuck the rugged shover? No, it's a taisus, it's a babakam, lama zayin. So, anyway, Taisus learns different than Rashi.
Sure, smarter than this kid.
That the problem, the difference between Shabbos is because they wear different clothing. And again, you could clear what would be din Ari, Bayamtiv, almost same thing. Mo's going all the way with this one. However. There might be a difference between Rashi and Tosfos as far as whether Yom Tov is like Shabbos or Yom Tov is not like Shabbos. Why? Because the Meiri over here, yes, Meir.
See, Tosfos does say at the end of your even if Shabbos Malachim Meiachol,
okay,
doesn't count. So it's much more adaptable than Shabbos. Also, the Mukyasif is also sort of much more adaptable.
Mukyasif, don't bring Mukyasif here. Let's see Mukyasif.
He's learning in Russian.
Yeah, sure. Mukyasif might be a whole different.
It's adaptable on those days. It's not. Even though there's a spur that there's a bit of malacha, but so, it's
because
dafka on those days.
Okay, maybe Yontif has that Indian also. Whatever the Indian of Shabbos is. The spirit of Shabbos maybe have that Yom Tov also. It's just not stam resting.
No, it just has to do with the fact that it happened consistently.
The seventh day of the week? No, I don't know if that's the...
Since it's a bit of malacha on Shabbos, and dafka happens on Shabbos, so then he's a mu'ur on Shabbos. Even if there's a Shabbos during the week where he wasn't... But the malacha only say that it wouldn't count. Even if there's a Shabbos during the week and it wasn't Nagah, we say that's not a chazara. Because for some reason, because there's the same situation happened on the same day and consistency, so therefore it's the more. But if it randomly
falls. So again, what Taisus says in the next Taisus, that Philo Shabbos shows Mokhem Mechol, so maybe Taisus means it's not, the first that was Virashi.
Okay.
That was Virashi.
What?
That was in Rashi.
Right.
Not Taisus. That.
I mean, Taisus is saying
Rashi. Taisus isn't Rashi, it's one of Rashi.
So the question when Taisus says that if you're Rashi, Shavas B'yayim Chol, you don't say it's like Shabbos. Maybe it doesn't mean because of the day of the week, maybe it means because Shabbos is not just like the Shita says, this is man, maybe it's Shabbos. The fact that it's Shabbos makes a difference. Not just the bit of Malacha. But if Yom Tov, maybe Yom Tov is like Shabbos. So the Meiri says, he discusses what is the din of Yom Tov. The Meiri says, he discusses Yom Tov. He's going about within the svara of within Taisa's shita, and the Miri says that he's just Yom Tov, since Lamaisa the cook and Yom Tov, the Balbatish within the svara of Taisa's.
Now, what the show recognizes the people wearing nice clothing who cook.
Don't cook on Shabbos. Yeah. Pirshu Gdela Rabbanim, Efnei Shu Noyach Yimalachtoi Unageach, Rashi, he calls Rashi Gdele Rabbanim. Tamar Ma'ariv Amar Mechivan the Ichmi Lon Levishin Monin Nekiyin Humishani Daite. Oh, Ve'eni Yedeya Mu'ud L'Shabasa is Ma'adin Eliyamtev. Some is a mu'ud l'shabbos. What's the din l'gabi yom tov? Is it considered mu'ud l'shabbos? The mir is any day. The mir is specific about this. El shenir m'losh and talmud and ma'irif. M'losh and yishalmi hol v'sugim b'mlocha b'mlecha zaychon nefesh shedin liyazek echol. Tam gair banim nir shedinim shal. So mir wants to say the shail of yom tov is going to be talmud machlekes Rashi and Yerushalmi. Because the Fi Rashi, that's totally in Bittul Melacha, so you have that Yom Tov also. But Fi Yerushalmi, that's totally in, because they're wearing different clothes. So he says, Hoyl Vasukim Memlech Asaychon Nefesh. So they don't get all Tzuchkit, because people are wearing different clothing, because part of the time, I guess, when they're working in the kitchen, they're not wearing their Yom Tov finery.
Shars are in the kitchen?
Why are the shars in the kitchen?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. How do they see that?
But I guess the people come out of the kitchen, they don't get dressed in the kitchen.
To feed the animal for
no. No, but they don't get dressed in the kitchen. There's even on Yom Tov, they're not always wearing Shabbos clothes.
So what maybe
watch out for the cow.
So Al-Kapanim, so that's that maybe takes a stand on that issue.
And what if you go to someone in their Shabbos clothes even though someone's cooking? wouldn't it matter who he goes, like what they're wearing? Not so much if the people around.
Oh, so one second. So there's a point in what you're saying, even though it's being said in a cynical way. Like usual. The question is, you see like this, I forgot who, someone discusses, when the Mishnah says, Mu'ud l'Shabbos, Mu'ud, because of people, if he tises, because they're dressed differently, what about if a gor is an ox? Shabbos, is there a difference in Shabbos and Chol? Mishnah says, Mu'ud l'Shabbos is Ben Mu'ud l'Chol, so Shabbos is this, right? Shabbos is this, Chol is this. The concept of Mu'ud l'Shabbos. So is that only by people who are dressed in the finery? What about the animals? Unless you have your poodle that's dressed in the Yom Tov clothes, you know. But if that's not what we're talking about, so then of course another cow. So then are you going to say that the Mishnah doesn't apply? Pashas the Mishnah's mashma. It's not machalik only if the gore is people dressed in their Shabbos clothes, right? Or even by animals. So you have to say... What? I'm talking about the Fitaisis. Wow. Of course, there's no difference. Again. Nothing's that. I'm just saying that.
It's just seemingly. Ben,
it's not important what you stop laughing.
I mean, just
seasons. Firash, there's no difference between goring people or goring animals, right? Lefi Taisis. You might have thought, like Ari is suggesting, that has to do with Tesis because you know people are wearing Shabbos clothes, they don't recognize them, but Chayes should be telling, the Fisa should only be telling who they're goring, whether the person is wearing Shabbos clothes or not. Anyway, one second. Amel, the Miria talks about, you know, Yontif maybe is different because Yontif, you know, always wearing Shabbos clothes, etc. So, if we say, as some of them want to say, the pshat is that since people are dressed differently, that throws them off. That throws them off schedule. So maybe they lose their equilibrium. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So the fact that people are wearing their clothes, that like just makes them all tzotchkin, as I said. I'm not defining tzotchkin. Okay, so therefore, Mela, Huadin, if they were gore animals, they were gore animals as well. And therefore, maybe with the fees that we can understand the Miri talk a little better, right, to answer Ari's question. That when the Miri says that on Yom Tov, since they're not always wearing Shabbos clothes, so Meila could be, doesn't have that effect, as the Miri is suggesting. He's not like 100%, but he's like suggesting maybe the fee, if you're Shalmi, Yom Tov won't necessarily be like Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Shita, the Shita is Mashma, okay, that Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Yom Tov is like Shabbos. Like Moses said up there. What do I see that in the Shita? So, before I get to the Shita, if you will allow me, we'll learn the next Tosfos, because that's what she's talking about, and then we'll see what I mean. So let's go to the next Tosfos.
What if you have, like, a place where everyone...
I wasn't really asking permission. What? Okay. Yeah.
If, like, on Erev, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, like, everyone wears a big bechel. Would that Shabbos be considered, like...
Who's wearing bechel on Shabbos?
On Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Like, this, isn't that a minute?
It's awesome. Awesome. Adrab, you have to wait till Baruch before you take your shoes off.
No, not when Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, like the Shabbos before.
I'm talking about when Shabbos... When Tisha B'Av is Mitzvah Shabbos.
No. Okay.
You have to wait for Baruch Hu of Mitzvah Shabbos before you put on your... Before you take off your shoes.
Not that. I'm so...
What are you talking about? Oh, Shabbos Chazoin, you mean?
Yeah.
Ah, Shabbos Chazoin. With the Shiloh where they can wear Shabbos clothes in that. So you want to know... That would be enough for me to do Rashi and Rashi and Taisu. Very good. Shabbos Chazoin. What? What's Shabbos Chazoin? Shabbos Chazayin is Shabbos for the Shabbos of the 9 days, and since that color is Chazayin Shayol, so it's called Shabbos Chazayin. It's more than 9 days. Our certain halachas of Avelis, the Jews have this custom of showing mourning at the temple during the 9 days prior to the fast of Tisha B'Av. That's the 9th of Av.
I just don't do that.
Okay, it's this year. It was the first time. So kids, it's us. So sometimes they don't want Shabbos clothes then. On that Shabbos. It's a place, actually. I think most people have any armor, most people do wear it. I think the guy, I think, holds mice or not. But there's the Vegeta. So if he's there, he'll come on Afghamina. Very nice. That would be enough for me. Nash places. Because the animals aren't working. On the other hand, people are going with it home. Right? Now, so if the Mishnah told us, let's finish the Mishnah. So if the Mu'ud L'Shab is not Mu'ud L'Chol, then here it's Nez Shalom, here it's Chatzin Nezek. Emasai Utam, so has become Ois Mu'ud. Mishiach Sebar Gimel Yimei Shabbosos. Look, Ashlach Shuhur the Shabbosais, Avil Lefana Shvarim, Begimel Shabbosais, Lenogach, Senchazat Hamusai, Mchazat Nogach, Emisham Lachatzin Ezek, becomes ice mood. How? By Dafka three Shabbosais. Now, look, Taisis, Avgal Parash Miner Behuda Paradays. What did Behuda tell us in Paradays? That the question is whether it's Machlaik is there about this or not, but the mission of the Gimel Beis Ezu Tam, the Ezu Mu'ud, what's the Tam, what's the Mu'ud? Kol Shidu B'Shloi Shiyamim, that's the Mu'ud. Tam, how does it become a Tam? Mashiach B'Shloi Shiyamim became Mu'ud by going three different days. And in order to become a Tam, has to undo that by not goring three days. Divir Yehud Rimei says that you don't need 3 days, even three times. Three times is enough. Rimei says, the Gemara is going to say, Gemara makes Kal Chaimer, Richeg negechayis of chayiv, kirev negechayis of lekal shkayim. If there was the three negichas took place over a longer time, still we say it became mu'ud. Surely, if the three negichas took place consecutively in the same day, it's more of a kol shkein that it becomes a mu'ud. Which, derech agav, just for Ari's sake, there's a shayla in the paiskim, which I'm going to get into my late also, but we might as well rest with Redo Masharatam, Gray, spell that Chakira, because I want to hear about the Chakira. And that is, because the Machlaik is Rishayim, I think it's a tour in the Red Parrots, and I think it's in Mekufi Dalit, or Chaim, where the Shail is, Legabe, saying Mashabruch Mar Negesha. It says, if you're not sure if you said Mashabruch, you're not sure if you said Mashabruch, so what's it in?
It was within 30 days.
Then you go back. His assumption is that you didn't say it because you've been programmed not to say it, and then it takes 30 days to switch. Now, so the question: can I do 9 times in one day? You know, he could. There's a lot of people do that to avoid the problem. But the Rishonim that are done, some Chayyim Rishonim, and they're done the Shaila based on this din of Remeir. Remeir says that Richid Negechayis of Chayiv, Kirib Negechayis Lekolshkein. So the Rishonim that say that it helps 90 days, the Makar is this din of Remeir. This din of Remeir. We say, just like by a shah, we say, Kirch Negechayis of Kolshkein, and so to by a person. A person is not stupider than the shah. Some people. And if we say for sure, we say there's a concept by Kirav Nechaisav, then for sure becomes a mu'ud. So to by person, it was Kirav, the 90 times of saying Mashav Ruach. Okay, it's all Shalom Hasharim, but in the price game, it's 30 days is not really 90 times. If you do the math, could be less, could be more, depending on whether it's Saint Talmata or it's Mashav Ruach. That's not our issue here right now. But the point is, what's negated to us is, and the Rishonim learn up from the sugya of Shara Mu'ud to the sugya of Mashav Ruach. This is far Remeir, Kirim Richim Chayz Chayim, Kirim Chayim Kolshkein. Rishonim Shtal Tzug to the Mashavruah. So the Achrayim learn up that the Shaila, whether or not we make the Tzushtel. So what's the Shaila? Why not? So remember, this is a Chira in the whole concept of Shara Mu'ud. Shara is the Negeah 3 times, it becomes a Mu'ud. Is the Pshat that it's a Saraya, that he, B'teva, he's a Shar Naklan. Because Damaris once, you don't know. Damaris three times, now you know that this Shar, B'teva, is a Shar Naklan. Just being Megala, the nature of this particular Shar. Or is it the Pshad, that it was nature or nurture, right? Isn't that the Chakira? Is a pshat is that it was a pshat that if he did it 3 times, it got used to doing it, and that's why it's doing it. Not that it's just showing its nature that it is a goring ox. It became a goring ox by being a geir 3 times. So Meila, someone to say that's going to be the shayla got mashav ruach, because if the pshat by shor is just being megal on its nature, so then you can't talk about mashav ruach. The mashav ruach, if I say 9 times in 3, by Mashruch, it's a question of training. If I say it 90 times in 30 days, then Shad is, we say, I got it into the head. Right? So you could collect. It maybe has to be over a period of time, but now when it's done in one day, maybe it doesn't have the same effect. Right? I, Beshar Amuid, when Mary says it's because of the college game, Yeah, but Bashar Mu'ud, it's just being medal. It's a whole different, it's a different subject. It's a different psychology. Over there, the Pshat is that three times is being megala. So Meir says, okay, if it's megala over a period of time, kosh gain in one day. You don't argue, but that's what Meir said. But it absolutely has no effect on the question of whether by Masha Baruch we're going to say that, oh, well, if you do that over a 30-day period, kosh gain, if you do it in one day, that one is not doing the other. Here it's being megala when they with teva sharmuud, and here you're trying to train. You're trying to train yourself to say Masha Baruch. But the Shrine do make the Zushtel, the Chayer and the Belt wants to say, they hold that the idea of a Sharmud is becoming a Sharmud. So Meir says that you don't need the amount of days in order to make it a Mu'ud. Pshat, if you did it in one day, it's Baal Kishrin, it does it in one day. So Meila, it becomes Mu'ud faster. So too, by Mashav Ruach. Okay, we got it in our. Now, back to the Machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Meir says, you become Mu'ud, you don't need 3 days. And to become ice mood, Rameir says, Kol, here you introduce a new concept. Kol Sheyutat Yunaika is mashed by the end again. If he plays with the kids play with it and annoy it, and it doesn't gore them, then that shows that the ox has reformed. And he's not goring ox anymore. That's what Rameir says. So now. So at first glance, it seems to be machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, what is required to make an animal to become ois sharnaka. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, you need that it should not gore for 3 days. Now if you're a Meir, at first glance, could be your Meir doesn't hold of not goring. And that makes you ice more.
Just talking about Adam or
anything, anything, whatever it is.
I mean,
whatever it is.
The yoke is playing with will also make it unmooted for whatever you say for
animals. You mean
for animals?
Oh, yeah. Pashtus, yeah. That's all. The Mishnah doesn't say what type of mood we're talking about. Mishnah says general ezutam beezumood.
That means general.
That's mashma. Wait. Go one thing at a time. One thing at a time. So that would mean that l'chayra, that the fact that it didn't gore that kid, that shows that it's totally reformed, even l'gabe animals. Even though it was originally only mu'ud for animals, right, necessarily. But, and one might ask, okay, the fact that it doesn't gore cute kids, why is that a raya? Agave animals. But so the answer is, though, that as Tyson says over there, Tyson asks this a different question. That even though, and we'll see about that, he had it really on the base of the base, we'll have it here also, that Adam Gemara says, Isle Mazola. This is Svara. There's a difference between being a mu'ud, and there's a mu'ud behem is not a mu'ud adam, because the fact that it succeeded in goring animals doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to have the same hatzlacha with people. Whatever, there's a different pshat in that, maybe we'll get to that, but I don't want to get sidetracked on that point. But the point is, adam isle mazala, it's harder to kill him, either because there's some malachim watching over him, whatever it is, whatever the point of Islam Azal means, the point is hard to kill Adam. So therefore, so Tarsus bothers, so what's the raya? What's the raya that it's because not going kids, kids are people. So what's that raya, legabe animals? So Tarsus, kimish nasa shuffle, kol kach, shatinoikis and mashim by vade chazal kadmusa. And even though, since it's, it has a very strong shuffle called kach, right? It's so low, meaning it's lost all of its. Even this little kid is not goring, right? So it's like the kid's playing with it, and he's just like sitting there, you know, docile little cat over there. So therefore, it shows that he's totally chazlikat musai, and therefore. So I would say the same svara of Pitaisvis would explain. No, that's nice saying a svara here, that somehow the kid's playing with it and not doing anything. That mamish like shows everything.
Even though the next day went and gores and shari, that's me the time.
And we don't say it's just a raya that our svara was wrong. Say. Now,
right.
1 second. Now, further was a taisus. Loibar a meil a mayid. Shloi toil chazar shloi shiyam. Oh, the taisus, and this is not so pashit. Okay, machlekes holy shayin. Whether or not the fear of mayor doesn't help chazar gomayam. When you read the Mishnah, like I said before, read the Mishnah, it says, how did become Ice Mu'ud? Doesn't go in 3 days. How did become Ice Mu'ud for a mayor? Kids play with it. Mashmah, if you're a mayor, not going 3 days, doesn't help. So, okay, he says, no. Vlebar Be'el Mayit, Ella Shalai Toyo Chazar Shalai Shiyamim, Ella Hashmi'enu. It's possible to become, to have a chazara, even in 1 day. Yeah. But he's saying that there's three times in 1 day, although you become mu'ud 3 times in 1 day, but not going 3 times in 1 day is not going to make you ice mu'ud. But the only way for that to happen is Tanaika is playing with him.
Why does it say three times in 1 day is not going to make you a talmud?
What's the svar of that? If you're a mayor, if we say that richig in the gechais of chayin, kirin chayin like kolshkein,
doesn't it fall into that nafkamina that we said?
That what?
Doesn't it depend on that nafkamina? If a mayor says gilui milsa, then you'd have to develop a habit that contradicts his gilui milsa. If the first
wait, slow down. Even if you say that becoming mood is gilui milsa, right? But becoming ice mood is not gilui milsa.
Right, that would be a habit that you have to do.
Fine. So then, who said 3 days helps? Okay, look what we were saying before.
Because you can develop a habit.
One second. The fact. Yeah, we'll feel the sheet is. Okay, so maybe we'll bring Tyson into this. But again, I don't really want to get stuck here. But we'll feel the sheet is that if you say that Pshat is that by Gimel Nagichos, it's a Raya. Yeah, but even if you them, becoming ice mood, you have to. It's a question of training. Because. It's not a raya that we had a raya, they were a mu'ud. We're not denying that the animal was a mu'ud, right? We don't say you have to pay back, you know, the Nezek Shalom Mafreya. Once it became like, it's becoming ice mu'ud, right? So now, the Fizeh, we can understand Taisvis. Because even though the Svar of Rameir, of Kir Nuchais of Kolshkein, applies to becoming a mu'ud, that could be only when it's a shayla of a raya. But when it's a shayla of training, so you don't see anywhere a mayor, like we said before, the fact that there's a svar of happening quicker might only be a svar in a gili, not necessarily a svar in training. So, right? So then that makes sense, because chazara is also a svar of training. So the shita that holds that doesn't help mashav ruach 90 times, yeah, because you can't bring raya from shor mu'ud, because here it's raya, here it's training. So then we can understand taisus. One second. We can understand taisus. The taisus says that if you're a mayor, it doesn't help not going three times in one day. Okay? Now, the question will be, if the other sheep is, then maybe they're auger ties. I don't know. No Gemara like that.
Because in this case, according to both sheetas,
why?
At the end of the day, it's right now it's a mood.
Again,
so no matter, regardless of why it's a mood.
Again, if the training was three times, and we say that in Hilchos training, yeah, in Hilchos training, you could train quick, yeah, that's Yisrael Rebbeir. You could train quick. So if you could train quick, you could untrain quick. Unless you want to mechal between becoming an mechtesi. That would be hard to say. You could maybe, if you were stuck, you'd have to say something like that. But the Muskel Rishon, we're not going to be mechalik that. If becoming a mu'ud is training, then becoming ice mu'ud is also a question of training. And Rebbeir is mechadish to me that training could be done quick. So Meir Lehuadin, Lefi them, I would venture to say, like they would argue the Taisus. Which, again, there's no Gemara like this. It's Taisus Chiddush.
Again, to doing something is easier than to stop it.
I said you could possibly.
When you get a midah, it's easier to stay with the same midah as opposed to stopping a midah.
It's a cow.
It's a cow that goes, but still,
you only need three times, right? Okay, still you only need three times.
You can say that a midah.
So three times, but and still, Aramaic says 1 second. Aramaic says this svara. There are three times that spread over time. It's the same three times. I'm not saying it's three times. And Rameh says a svara. When it's spread over time, if it works, kol shekhen when it's consolidated. Okay? When you work on your midas in an intense, workshop. It's an intense 3-week, intense workshop on that midah of katz. So Rameh says that if you could do it over 6 months, kol shekhen you do it in 3 weeks. Yeah? So in Hilchus, the same as far as the part of here also. Doesn't make a difference that it's undoing it. But we're saying still three times helps. In 3 days it does help to undo it. Okay, so then Kol Shekhen helps in 1 day. Even though this is undoing it. But you see that you're wrong. You see that the same amount of according to you, it should take 20 times to undo it, and the 3 times it came to do it. But no one says that. So we say maybe because animals are different, oxen are different, even though we've pumped up these oxen over here, they know about Shabbos, they know about this, they know about everything. But they're so smart, they don't know.
Right? They put their worm in the kitchen.
Okay, everybody say. So again, so Tarsus tells us, first of all, their mayor is Maskin Rabbi Yehuda. Nervas, it can't be in 1 day. And we just said a little husband for that. Perhaps. And the one way to do it, to get rid of it in 1 day, is only idea tonight. That's how you said. Now. So, it means Raya from Rav Shimon that it's possible to machal in becoming mu'ud and becoming oisi. Okay, so now let's go back to Taisus. Mashiach zeboi gimel shabbosus. Afgal dekhar shmino Rav Yehuda. The Perek Beis. Rav Yehuda Ray told us that Chazara Yichayzer. 3 days, Yichayzer. So therefore, so what does Rav Yehuda want in our Mishnah that the way Mashiach the Gimel Yimei Shabbosa is you become Ois Mu'ud. We know who the Shita. Rav Yehuda told us that how you become Ois Mu'ud by 3 times, 3 days. So it's 3 days, and you're Mu'ud for Shabbos. You need 3 Shabbosas. Simple mathematical cheshbon. Why is Mishnah? What is the chiddush of our Mishnah? What is the chiddush of our Mishnah? To reiterate, just reiterate in the sheet that it says that the way to become ois mu'ud is three times.
He says three.
3 days. 3 days. Sorry, 3 days.
I would have thought without the Mishnah that this doesn't talk about it. I would have thought that the Mishnah that maybe the time it goes on Shabbos, And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so it's a time now.
Wait. We'll get to that. That's a point. That's a very good point. We'll get to that. But we're the assumption in Tosfos, okay? We'll see the Mekeres asked that question. Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll see the Mekeres.
Sure.
What?
Everyone's sure if that's what he's asking.
I am sure. No, I also wasn't sure, but anyway, the point is, we'll get to that. That's one thing at a time, right? But in Tosfos though, see, because Tosfos already knows about the fact that Shabbos is different than Chol. I'm making an important point here, what I say. Tosfos, in other words, I think to answer the obvious question, why do we say that the days in between was Iker the Shabbos? Didn't go to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So maybe the answer is because Tosfos already knows that Shabbos could be different. So therefore, Mechaira, there's no Taina. Then why do we say, well, Gur and Shabbos, Sunday didn't go, okay, so see, that's Ray and Akiris. You never become a Mood even, right? I think the answer for Tosfos is, and then when we get to Mukyesa, we'll have to understand where is he arguing, perhaps. But because Taiz already told us right off the bat, Taiz and Rashi both told us that there's a svara here that the Mishnah knew right away. There's a svara the Mishnah knew right away that Shabbos is different. Whatever the difference is, whether it's because the Shabbos is not working, because of the clothes, whatever it is. Yeah? But it's different. So therefore, if Shabbos is different, if Shabbos is different, then there's no svara that not going during the week is going to be mevatel the going of Shabbos, because Shabbos is different. Now, what I'm saying right now, I'm opening myself up for trouble, okay, when we get to his teretz, but I'm still saying it, because that's what I think is true. But, okay, so again, so Tosfos said, let's read Tosfos again. Akadash Mir Yehuda, Perek Beis. That what? That Chazara of Yomim helps. So therefore, the Chayyim the Kash is, what's the Chiddush in our Mishnah? That the Chazara of being Mul of Shabbos is Aide not going on Shabbos. Zot Tosfos, Itzrach. Salkadayt, Chayyim the Lab Mul El Shabbos is Loiboy Chazara Kol Kach. Since it's not like a raging bull over here that's just like totally out of control. It's a mood of the Shabbos. It's a mood of the Shabbos. So I would think that it's easier to become ois mood. It's easier to become ois mood from being a mood of the Shabbos. So you wouldn't need chazara kol kach. So what do those words mean? You wouldn't need chazara kol kach. You wouldn't need that much chazara.
Only one time on Shabbos.
Oh. What do you say? Maybe one or two, I don't know. But the point is, so I would have learned Tosfos. I mean, not would have, I did learn Tosfos. That Tosfos means that since it's a shachar mu'ud, it's a weaker mu'ud, it's a melo, the chazara, you wouldn't need to say it three times. About you need the chazara.
Or be three on one Shabbos?
No. Maybe you don't need three Shabbos.
Or three.
Maybe one, two. I don't know how many you would need. But this is as far as saying you wouldn't need necessarily three times to become ice mood. But, and not goring on Shabbos once, maybe two, I don't know, would be enough. Kamash, no. The Chiddush mission is that even by mood the Shabbos, the way to become ice mood is dafka three times. That's how I would like to learn Tosfos.
Yes, though.
What?
I'm
not supposed to anything yet. Right now I'm learning Tosfos. You tell me Mekeres of Agur, so we'll see the Mekeres of Agur. If you are, I'm reading Tosfos now. Okay? Sounds good. Now, the problem is,
based on this nafkamina of habit or nature.
No.
There's no story. If you reveal this nature that is going on Shabbos, then it still goes on Shabbos. Why is one time going to get rid of that? And if it developed the habit of going on Shabbos, why is one time getting rid of that habit? Baked in both svaras, if we have what is a mood, why would one time, or even two times, mafki anything?
But it's less of a mood. It's less ingrained. It's less ingrained.
It's less of a habit.
It's less than grain.
Less than nature.
Yes, yes, it's less than grain. No, it's less than grain. You're right. Nature is shemignif. If it's megalad, if nature is... Well, first of all, the whole Yerushalmi can't go with nature, l'chayra. How did we come on the Tyson before? That was... Oh, we might get stuck over here. We have to work this out. I think we had a problem here. But anyway, I'm just thinking now, the whole Yerushalmi... What, it was Megala that its nature was to...
The
Goran Shabbos because...
It's people, not working. No, because people are wearing different stuff.
That's its nature. Its nature is to go...
When it gets confused.
Its nature is to go when it's confused. Okay, fine. We'll leave that for now. Anyway, the point is... But if it's nature, then Mishael is a weaker nature, since it's not all time, it's not a strong nature. Oh, it could be, you have to think about it. Okay, anyway, point is, my problem is, Rabbi Yisai, and this, I'm very distressed by this, but the Rebbe Peretz over here, Offenhart.
What? What's Offenhart?
In the place, meaning here.
Oh, okay.
Offenhart says Rebbe Peretz. Tema, Kvash Mina Chodazimba, Perikatesat, Tamish Yachzabu, Gimel Yadu. Face Kash. Nishlema. Doc, it's Sab Vaitoch, Machimon, the Ene Mood, Ella Shabaskis. Loiboy Chazar Kolkach. Vitiski says a baby parrot, Bechazara Gimel Yamin. The Habamina, that since it's just the Mool of Shabbos, it's not as bad. And therefore, I would think it needs less of Chazara. What is that less of a Chazara? Vitiski, it should be enough. Bechazara Gimel Yamin. What? Yeah, what? Asking you what?
I have no idea.
Good. Betizgi Bechazara Gimel Yamin. I would think it would be enough. Chazara Gimel Yamin. Kamash Mon, the Mishnah. That no. So what does he mean, Chazara Gimel Yamin? What? Huh?
On
the weekday.
How's he get on?
One sec. That's what he's saying. So the Havmin was...
How do you get
that one? The Havmin was that since it's a weaker Mu'ud, so you need a weaker Chazara, what is this weaker Chazara? That, what? That there are 3 days, even weekdays, one second, 3 weekdays that animals passed by and didn't gore. That was the Havmin. Yeah? Kamash Mishnah, that's not enough. Three weekdays for Chazara. You need 3 Shabbos days for Chazara. That's the Shach V'Tarya of the Rebbe Peretz, and theoretically that could be the Tais means also. I don't know, but the point is,
well, that's where he asked from. So what's the problem? Yeah, that's where he asked from.
Second, the problem is, okay. What?
Why is that weaker, first of all?
Why is that weaker?
How do you get to a mood?
First of all, why are Gimel and Yamin weaker?
It's not weaker, it's more possibilities.
How do you get the 3 Shabbos?
You hear me saying you need Dat Shabbos. It's not going to be weaker. The Kol's man hasn't not gored 3 Shabbos, then it's still a mood. But if it didn't gore Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, it's not going to make nice mood. We had a half a mina that it should make a nice mood because it's a weaker mood. It should make a nice mood. That was a half a mina. Kamash Malan, that no, you need 3 Shabbos. But Chayra, it's just a kapella. Huh?
He doesn't
want
to get to the Shabbos.
What do you mean?
Saying
that.
I was thinking both.
So, again, because the Chayra has a parallel, I really don't understand that at all. Because if we're saying as a Mu'ud Shabbos, not a Mu'ud L'chol, the Hainu, like we explained before, and even To answer Ari's question, how does that become mu'ud? I didn't go during the week. We said, no, but there's a difference in Shabbos. We already know the difference in Shabbos and during the week. So there's something different about Shabbos. Okay, and that's how it initially became a mu'ud for Shabbos, not for Chol. Why? Because Shabbos is different. By definition, Shabbos is different. So now it's an established mu'ud, the Shabbos, and not a mu'ud l'chol. Right? Okay, so now next week, so this has happened 3 weeks, right? Terumah, Tetzava, Kisisa, it damaged. And then comes the first day, the first Sunday after Kisisa, and it doesn't gore. Comes Monday after Kisisa. Hey, it doesn't gore. Tuesday after Kisisa, it's reformed. Right? That's why we had a Havamina. So that's what Mishnah has to speak out. No, in Rebbe you need 3 Shabbosos. Yeah? So the question is, but if a Talmud is different than Shabbos and Chol, by definition, that's how it became Mu'ud, Mechal, for Shabbos and Chol, because there's an inherent difference in Shabbos. It's like 2 different meanings. It's like an ox and a horse, right? Because there's something fundamentally different in Shabbos and the weekday, and that's how it became more for Shabbos and not the weekday. So what's the Havamina? Okay, it's a weaker mood. But therefore what? Therefore the Chazara of Chol should be a Chazara. Because it's a weaker mood. Hare, it's not a Chazara B'chol. Because it's a mood for Shabbos. Hare, we know the Svar of Yishalom, we know the Svar of Rashi, that it's Shabbos that makes it a mu'ud. It's a mu'ud dafka because it's Shabbos. So what are you telling me? Oh, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, of after Parash Kisisa, then it didn't go, so I would have had, if the Mishnah didn't speak it out, yeah, I would have had a halamina that it's considered a chazara. How is that a chazara? If you're telling me that there's something fundamental different about Shabbos, why should that be a chazara? The fact that you have an animal that was a mu'ud for oxen and not for horses. Yeah? So you're going to say that the chazara, that there should be a happy meaning that the chazara for horse should be a chazara? No. You're not going to have such a happy meaning. If it's, the Gemara actually discussed such a case. That, you know, part of whole chesed more part of mazrid, which is obviously not around. But the point is, you're not going to say that it should, because there's no happy that you can talk about the words that it's chazara. What kind of chazara? It's a mood for oxen, not for horses.
3 days.
One second. Doesn't make it, so the point is, it's just not. So that's a chesed adorach. They're not on the same playing field. Yeah. So therefore, if we've established the difference between Shabbos and Chol, so what's the Havamina? It was a weaker mu'ud to say that not goring during the week should be considered a chazara. That's why when I saw Taisus, I thought Taisus meant that Kol Kachi means not, you don't need 3 days, 3 Shabbos, 1, 2, whatever it is, maybe you don't need 3. But Rabbi Peretz saying, no, there. The Havamina was that 3 days, Yimei Chol, should be a Chazara.
He
doesn't say 3 Yimei, but what obviously he means that. He said, you don't need Kol Kach.
What if you mean Shabbos?
That's true.
That's not a Kiddush.
Right, that is what the Mishnah is saying. Thank you. But let's even see what he says. 1 second. The Tiskim Chazara Gimel Yom, right?
What?
A footnote. 1 second. Footnote Rois Vahadar. Let's see what the Chazara Gimel Yom say about this.
I think he says
it. What's the line beginning with? Oh, it's a fair footnote Rois Vahadar.
Really? Maybe that's why he says.
Shkach, Rabbi!